Auction 01/2022. In this conference call, we will present the main economic and financial assumptions, the lot selection criteria, and the company's strategic guidelines. We would like to inform that this event is being recorded and that all participants will be in listen mode only. We will then begin the question and answer session when additional instruction will be provided for you to participate. If you need support during the conference call, please request assistance from an operator by typing star zero. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously over the internet via webcast and can be accessed at www.issacetip.com.br/ri, where the respective presentation is available for download. The selection of the slides will be controlled by you. The replay of this event will be available soon after it is over. Before proceeding, let me mention that any forward-looking statements made during this conference call regarding Issacetip business prospects, financial and operational projections and goals constitute beliefs and premises of the company's management, as well as information currently available to Issacetip. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance, and they involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could affect Issacetip's future results and could lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. We have here today with us Mr. Rui Chammas, Chief Executive Officer, Carssa Portela Cristal, Executive Director of Finance and Investor Relations, Silvia Diniz Wada, Executive Director of Strategy and Business Development, and Dairon Esteban Rego Moreno, Executive Director of Project Execution, who will deliver the presentation. At the end of the presentation, we will open the Q&A session. I would now like to give the floor to Mr. Rui Chammas, who will start the presentation. Mr. Chammas, you may proceed.
Thank you very much. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for your interest in this presentation of ANEEL Auction 01/2022. Let's get started on slide number three. On slide three, you can see the company's projects that are currently in operations. Here you can see all of the company's operating assets, 19,000 km of transmission lines, 71.7 thousand MVA of transforming capacity, 126 substations, and 3.3 billion BRL in permitted annual revenue. In orange, you can see transmission lines, 100% Issacetip, and we have three projects in a shared control in our portfolio. The Electric Madeira and Furnas and the Agnew, in which our company shares the control of the project with an affiliate and a recently energized point of Aimorés with a 50% shared control with Taesa. Now, on the next slide, you can see the projects under construction at the moment. You can see five projects that are 100% Issacetip in orange and two projects in Ivaí and Paraguaçu that our company is building together with Taesa. We plan to energize four of them by the end of the year. In total, these projects under construction have 1,400 km of transmission lines, 10,000 MVA in transforming capacity, a CapEx of 4.5 billion BRL, and a permitted annual revenue of 480 million BRL. We'll give you further details about these numbers later on. Now, something that you all probably know information about the 13 lots that were auctioned today by Enel, 5,300,000 kilometers of line with a capex estimated of 13 billion BRLs and 2.2 billion BRLs in awarded permitted annual revenue. We are glad to announce that we won lot number 3 in Minas Gerais and Espírito Santo and lot number 6 in the state of São Paulo. Now, on the next slide, you can see the lots, and I'd like to invite our project manager to give you further information about them. Dario, you have the floor. Hello, everyone. So yes, as we just announced, we won the third lot that has assets in the states of Minas Gerais and Espírito Santo, around 1,000 kilometers of new transmission lines and an Enel investment of approximately 3.9 billion BRLs. The second lot that we won is located in the state of São Paulo. The permitted annual revenue that this project is going to bring to our company is around 300 million BRLs. The lots have a discount of around 37.5%. Yes. Well, before I tell you about the impact of this new infrastructure on ESA CETIP, I would like to mention that, different projects can be anticipated, be delivered before the planned deadline. After incorporating these lots, we're going to have a 7.9% increment to our current permitted annual revenue, and we're going to add 3 new substations. We already have 136 substations, so we're going to have 2 new substations in lot 3 and 1 new substation in lot 6. Our transforming capacity would be added by 3.5%, going from 81,000 to 84,000 MVA in transforming capacity approximately. Our lines would go from 20,707 kilometers to 21,734 kilometers, which represents a 5% increase in the total kilometers of transmission lines we have in operations. Now I'd like to invite you to go on to the next slide, but let me tell you about the general assumptions of the lots that we won, starting with the CapEx. As Dario has just mentioned, in order for the company to bid on the lots today, we did a previous engineering analysis to have an optimal technical analysis. And we see that the best stretch is not only the shortest one, but that would avoid environmental problems, such as crossing environmental protection areas, indigenous lands, quilombola lands, airports, or runways. So that was all analyzed in order to optimize the projects. We also analyzed the commodities and negotiated with suppliers in order to have a deep knowledge of special contingencies. We purchased materials, taking advantage of the global contracts we have at ESA companies. In addition to the great consumption that we already have in Brazil of equipment in order to construct transmission lines among the ESA companies in Colombia, Peru, Chile, and other countries, we can also make the most of the global contracts that we have. We firmly believe in the capacity to reduce CapEx. Our history is of 33%. We have contracts with the main suppliers of materials and construction and infrastructure suppliers. We expect 14% of expenses in 23, 27% in 24, and only 5% in 26 when we add up both lots. When it comes to the timeline, we foresee a possibility of delivering lot 3 before ANEEL's deadline. And in lot 3, we can see the possibilities of partial deliveries. There are many sub-segmentations, so there is a possibility of performing partial deliveries, and that was considered in our business case. Our track record in delivering before the deadline is of 7 months. It's worth mentioning that in the case of lots 3 that has the possibility of an early delivery as compared to ANEEL's deadline, it is a lot that enables us to have a balance between timeline and CapEx. On the other hand, on lot number 6, which is a lot that we do not foresee the possibility of delivering early, this balance is more towards CapEx reduction. The purchasing of equipment would benefit from the global contracts, as I mentioned earlier. When it comes to financing, we would like to issue infrastructure debentures to finance to optimize the company's capital structure with an estimated leverage of projects of around 80%. When it comes to operational efficiency, the lots were designed in order to make the most of synergies of operating costs and administrative expenses, making the most of the scale we already have at ISA Setup, and an EBITDA margin between 90 and 95%. It's also worth mentioning that we will have tax efficiency. Lot 3 has an important encouraged area at Sudene. 84% of the lot is within an encouraged or incentivized area. And the tax regime would be of actual profit. In lot 6, there is no regional incentive or encouragement. However, due to its size, it would be within the tax regime of presumed profit. So I complete the presentation by reinforcing our eco story. Why invest at ISA Setup? What is the rationale of investing in ISA Setup? ISA Setup is a company that has been growing since its creation in 2006 when it was acquired by ISA's group, with growth opportunities in reinforcement and improvement projects, green fields, just like we just presented, M&As that were conducted last year. And we're also a company that has as practice a minimum payout of dividends of 75% of regulatory net income. We continue to be a strong cash generator with profitability in all of our businesses. The investment grade, according to Fitch, is AAA for Brazil. And our reason for being as a transmission company is to focus on innovation, either in operations, maintenance, or new projects like the one we have just presented to you today. Having said that, I would like to turn the floor over back to the operator to open the Q&A session. Thank you very much for your attention and your interest once again.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To remove your question from the list, please press star 2. Again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one. Please wait while we collect the questions. We have a question made by Atos Zanelli. Your line is open, sir. You may proceed. Mr. Zanella, your line is open. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press star one. We have a question from Daniel Travitzky with Banco Safra Bank. Hello, good evening. Thank you very much for the opportunity of asking a question. Could you provide more information about the assumptions of debts for this project, especially Lot 1? Could you provide more information in terms of leverage, costs, terms of the funding you would like to have for this project? This would be very useful for us. Thank you. Hello. Good evening. Thank you very much for the question. When we look at this project, the company see this as an opportunity. We see an infrastructure debenture, an incentivized debenture, a long-term debenture. The leverage is from approximately 80%. A leverage of approximately 80% for the project. Do you have an idea what the cost would be for those lines? It's difficult to say anything now because, as you saw during the presentation, the main disbursements would be in the third or fourth years. It's all we talk about is something related to the future. What I'm talking about is what we have today available in the market now, considering the companies that are similar to Cetip of AAA rating.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Herbert Suede with XP.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much for the call. Was not able to see the presentation because I'm using my cell phone, so I would like to know what would be the percentage for the lots that were gained. I understood that you would see if it's possible to bring forward Lot 3, but that would not be possible for Lot 6, and you would be more focused on the reduction of the CapEx. Is that it?
Thank you very much for the question. I'll go back to the text, and then I'll provide you with an answer. We believe that we can reduce the CapEx and bring forward the Neos term. As to Lot 3, and by the way, we're not providing a guidance for the lot. Lot 3 is a possibility to be brought forward, so we can optimize the result. Lot 6, on the other hand, we are not going to
bring forward Daniel's term. So it's a lot that we refer to as back-ended. We are going to work with a captive flow close to the legislation, and it may have a capex reduction considering this balance. And it's going to be more important considering the purchase of equipment and the cost of installation. We are not providing a guidance, but this is the color that we can give in relation to the two lots. Okay, that's excellent. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we'd like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press star one. Please wait while we collect the questions. We now close the question and answer session. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Rui Chamas for his final remarks. Mr. Chamas, you may proceed. Once again, I would like to thank you for your interest in taking part in this call where we presented important elements for the company's growth strategy and with the creation of sustainable values that we implement to use with analysts and investors. We hope we helped you understand the strategy that we had when we purchased the lots, and we are available should you have any questions in relation to this aspect or in relation to any questions you have in relation to the company. Once again, I would like to thank you for attending this call, and we keep on being at your service. ISA-CETIP conference call is now completed. Thank you for your participation. Have a good evening, and thank you for using Chorus Call.